Will Lindley, good morning. Welcome to Smile FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What's up?
Fresh music, debut album. It's all happening for you.
It's all happening.
Hey?
It's all happening. It feels a bit surreal, but it's really exciting.
And you're back from touring Europe and the US.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks you've been back?
Yeah, I've been back for about 3 weeks. I was ultimately gone for basically 6 months. So it's been good to be home. Went for a little swim at Saunders up the mountain the other day. It's been good to be back. Yeah.
And you were performing to really good crowds over there. I mean, was it a little bit surprising to you that people turned out? Or how did that even work out?
Well, the US stuff, I was opening for a band called Nightly.
Okay.
And then I was just working on the album for most of the time while I was out there. And then in Europe we did a backpackers tour, so we were rocking up at pubs and we were posting on my Instagram like the day or two before, being like, London, we're gonna be at this pub, make sure you get there. And it was very nerve-wracking because you kind of don't know what to expect. And very much like the London show was on a Friday and we were just rocking up at a public pub. And if there were a whole bunch of people that were just having their pint at the end of the day that didn't want to hear a lanky ginger singing, then that was just my bad luck. But luckily I walked in and there were a whole bunch of South African rugby jerseys, and it was warmly welcomed, which was amazing.
Has the Gingerbread Club grown exponentially?
A little bit. It's expanded. We sold out our London show in like a week, and that's 700 tickets. And that's in November. So that's really cool. Amsterdam's gone almost 60%. So we're slowly ticking over, which is amazing. But we've got some shows in Cape Town in September. So we're ticking over, which is really cool.
I see 23 October at the District.
Yes, sir.
And before that, you're going to be in Pretoria. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, bro.
4 September, bro.
That's so lekker wees, bro. Ek belowe. Ons sal net 'n partytjie hê, né?
Lekker job, bro.
Lekker job, bro.
You sound legit.
Pretoria.
Listen.
Like win in Rome, eh? Meanwhile, in this case, Pretoria.
Pretoria af, né? Ek was in 'n Afrikaanse koshuis. Wanneer ek in university was.
That explains.
So, as jy kan hoor, my Afrikaans is baie sleg, maar ek kan verstaan dit beter as ek kan praat.
En jy het die aksent.
Ja, bro.
That is the most important thing.
Ja. Al die mense sê, Willie, hoe gaan dit, bro? I'm like it.
Oh, sensational.
Lovely.
And I mean, you've been continuing to make music. Obviously, two singles now, which I'm hoping we'll get to hear today, Cinematic and First Love.
Yeah.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What's First Love about?
First,
what's happening?
Hey, First Love is a deep one. It's a sad one. I mean, it's basically the reflection of the difficulties of going through your first breakup and the reality that, like, the first time you do anything for the first time, first time you do anything, you're going to kind of suck at it.
Yeah.
And I think that when my first relationship ended, it didn't end on bad terms or whatever. It was very amicable. But I think that there were so many moments that I was looking back on being like, oh, I wish I showed up better in this way. Oh, I wish when this happened, I wish I was maybe a bit more patient, or I asked a bit more questions. Or, you know, like, it's just, you get in your head about things. And I think that First Love came from that space of being like, I'm sorry that you had to put up with me learning how to love for the first time. So yeah, super light topic for a Friday morning.
That's very mature for a young man like you.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of us, some of us only get to the late 40s before we start thinking like that. So that's mature thinking, and it's a good awareness that you've got, which is obviously why you're such a good artist.
Oh man, I love this song. I think it's one of the best ones that I've written, and I'm very proud of it. Mm. And so it was one of those that, like, I had to come to terms with to put it out, because it's scary to be vulnerable and to be, I don't know, just to put a bit of yourself out there. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times people have known me as like, woo, Will Lindley, like dance and clap. And that is still me. And there's this whole bunch of songs like that on the project. But I think what's really exciting is First Love kind of marks the start of, you know, a couple more of those heartfelt songs that are on the project, which I'm really excited about.
And Cinematic?
Cinematic is just a freaking anthem, man. Mm-hmm. That's the concert starter. That's the world starter. It really was, we were trying to harness the energy of euphoria and that beauty of falling in love. Those big pianos to start with. I mean, when I play it, it's just me and my guitar. And usually I play it with two guitars and I do it with a guitarist, and we kind of you know, duel with one another, but today's just me. But that really is such a fun one to play live, and I think it's going to be really cool too. Yeah, when now that people have had it for a little bit, to start playing that one live is going to be really cool.
You've had, I'm looking here, you've had Last Call alone has had over 95 million global streams.
Yeah.
Sure. That is incredible.
Come thank on. You. Thank
I mean,
you. Thank you.
And you skipped something when you told us about your tour in the US, that you opened for One Republic, Maroon 5.
Hello.
Well, that was here. So One Republic was here in,
oh, was it
in
here?
Cape Town.
Okay.
And that and in Jersey. And then Maroon 5 was for the Calabash show at the beginning of last year.
And Lollapalooza, you were there?
Lollapalooza was last year, August. Yeah, it was this time last year.
When you open for acts like that, I know a lot of the time we as South Africans like to think that it opens doors for us, but sometimes those international acts can be quite closed, can't they? So they come in, they have their room, you have yours, and there's not much interaction. Did you have any interaction? Because I think we all like to think that Maroon 5 are quite open and...
Adam...
Yeah,
saluted me as I walked past him.
Okay. Nice.
And I was kind of, as much as I got, you know, he kind of, he like glided. He was just gliding. There was not much going on.
Interaction was.
That was about it. But I mean, I've worked with the pianist from Maroon 5 a little bit in LA. And so we had a quick little chat and we had a session like 3 years ago. And so when we saw each other backstage, he was like, "What's up? How you doing? How are things going?" But truthfully, everyone kind of keeps to themselves, and there was a cornered off wing that security were making sure we were not walking into. So it is what it is. And, and I can imagine for them, you know, if you're touring the world and you are tired and whatever, the last thing you really want is a lanky ginge being like, "What's up? How are you?" You know, so shame. I can respect it. Yeah.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. We're excited to have you in studio.